Okay, here's what we've got. Some gorgeous variants. Saturday, June 4th, 2022. Break out the dumbbells. Pair of 50-pounders for the men, pair of 35s for the women. Don't worry, if you don't have dumbbells, the wild card option has you covered. But the workout of the day is 5 rounds for time, 21 dumbbell deadlifts, 15 GHD sit-ups, and 9 dumbbell push press. Couldn't be simpler. It's going to be glorious. We also have this as a 2-person team workout, and it's just a big chunk of work, kind of chipper deal. The 2-person team workout is for time, 210 dumbbell deadlifts, 150 GHD sit-ups, and 90 dumbbell push press. And if you're doing the 2-person team version, only one athlete can be working at a time. So you make your way going back and forth until, as a 2-person team, you've done 210 deadlifts. Then you just keep hopping on and off the GHD until, as a 2-person team, you've done 150 GHDs, etc., etc. So for today, the loading is very reasonable, right? I mean, because when you come right down to it, we're only deadlifting 100 pounds. It's some of the lightest deadlift load that we ever have programmed ever. So how is this workout so sneaky? Well, first of all, it's dumbbells, so it's going to get some folks outside their comfort zone. They just hit different. And because it's a lighter loading, the sets are larger. It's 5 sets of 21 each time. That's going to be some good muscular stamina needed there and a burn. And then 5 sets of 15 in the GHD to just kind of hit the midline, which is already being used with the stabilization of the deadlifts. And then you just got to go overhead with some good hip drive. It's going to be a fantastic day. We've got videos showing the GHD sit-up, dumbbell deads, and the push press. Obviously, none of this needs to be unbroken, by the way. It does not need to be unbroken. It would be nice to know if going into this, when you looked at this, do you think you could just blitz one round fast and safely? Like, yeah, I could do 21 dumbbell deads, hop in the GHD, knock out 15 of those, and then I know I could get 9 dumbbell push press. Great. Then I'll start round 2. That makes me happy for like rough capacity. That plan might change, right? But if right off the bat you're like, no, even one round would be a bit of a struggle. I'd have to break up that push press. I don't know if I could get through 21 dumbbell deadlifts. We'd have a good discussion about scaling. But of course, on any workout, as I say every now and then, the decision as to whether or not to scale, I can't make that decision for you. That is a personal decision based upon where you are in your fitness journey. Super fitness robot time, 13 minutes, 30 seconds or less. More likely time could creep up to 24 minutes. The wild card option, don't have dumbbells, no worries. Break out a barbell, 115-pound barbell for the men, 75-pound barbell for the women. 5 rounds for time, everything stays the same. 21 deadlifts, 15 GHD sit-ups or V-ups, in case you don't have a GHD, and then 9 push press. And then, of course, we have a 2-person team version. Video showing those 2 movements. The scale option today lowers the dumbbell loading. Pair of 35-pound dumbbells for men, pair of 25s for women, and it takes out the GHD and puts in just regular sit-ups. So it's 4 rounds for time also instead of 5, so the overall volume's lower. 4 rounds for time, 21 dumbbell deadlifts, 15 sit-ups, 9 dumbbell push press. And of course, we've got a 2-person team version. Video showing the ab mat sit-up, but you don't need an ab mat to do sit-ups. The limited equipment option. They've got the dumbbells, but they just don't have the GHD. So they're doing V-ups in place of the GHD. So their workout is 5 rounds for time, 21 dumbbell deadlifts, 15 V-ups, 9 dumbbell push press. They've also got a 2-person team workout. For the limited equipment crew, super fitness robot time, 13 minutes or less. More likely, could be upwards of 23 minutes. And the no equipment workout, 5 rounds for time, 30 glute bridges, 1-second pause at the top, 15 V-ups, and 30 push-ups. You've got a choice. If you have strict handstand push-ups, you can also do 9 strict handstand push-ups per round in place of the 30 regular push-ups. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. 10 minutes of practice with the Bergner warm-up. Empty barbell, light barbell. We love the Bergner warm-up. It's fantastic. And practice is what moves the needle forward with the barbell snatch And so 10 minutes of practice will be a wonderful thing. Got a video showing that. And then we have some overhead strength building. We have three options. You're going to pick one of them. If you can do all three, then I would pick the one that's most outside your wheelhouse or comfort zone, because that's where most of the adaptation and improvement will lie. Again, assuming you can do all three safely. Choice number one is Turkish get-up. Three rounds of 5 to 7 reps per arm, resting a couple minutes between each. Second option is descent from handstand variations. Watch that video and just play around with some part in that progression for 5 to 10 minutes, whatever you feel like. You won't be shortchanged. Or the last option would be the overhead carry, where you're going to lock out a barbell, pair of dumbbells, pair of kettlebells overhead, whatever is appropriately heavy for you but safe. March 100 feet with that object locked out overhead, drop it, rest a couple minutes, do that 2 more times. Great, great movement. Cool down and stretching for the day. 5 to 15 minutes of casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the cobra stretch for the abs, the glute stretch, and the wall stretch for the shoulder. And just like that, the week is over. Tomorrow's a rest day. I hope everybody takes it. Enjoy your weekend. Thanks to everybody for letting us be a part of your fitness journey from the bottom of my heart. Truly appreciate that. We'll keep making smart decisions so that all of us are working out for the rest of our lives and not just for a month or two. And I'll see you on Monday.